away we go. We are off and running here on this Getaway Friday, February the 19th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and it is time to play the Family Feud. Now, before we do that, we do need to mention again that Mobile Meals will not be running today. We got a message this morning, a phone call from Mrs. McCall, that Mobile Meals will not be running today, so you will have to make other arrangements there. Now, I love our first category today, and I hope we get through it fast, because I like the first two categories. But the first category today has 9 answers, so this might take a minute. 9 answers in the first category today. And here is the category. The category, name something that you were glad was invented. Name something that you were glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9 big answers. Name something you were glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. I know we got a little bit of a delay here, and you got to think a minute on this one. But here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Lots of answers, Scott. How about a toilet?
A toilet. A toilet is a good invention, but it is not on this particular list.
Well, I'm pretty glad it was invented, weren't you?
I am as well, but I guess the people on this list didn't put it in the top 9.
I guess they don't go to the bathroom. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Electricity.
Electricity. You know what? Electricity, let me see here, is the number, I guess that's the number 5 answer. Thank you.
All right.
You got it. Number 5 on the list, electricity. Name something that you were glad was invented. 9 answers, 8 left to go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, what?
The automobile.
The what? Automobile?
The automobile.
Automobile's number 3 on the list. Yes, automobile shows up at number 3 on the list. So we've got automobile at number 3 and electricity at number 5. Name something you were glad that was invented. Is that how you say that? Yeah, glad that was invented. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Television.
Television. Let me see here. TV, number 1 answer, oddly enough. Number 1, you got it. Television comes up at number 1 on the list. Apparently, the greatest thing ever invented was television. Name something that you were glad was invented. Go ahead, caller.
Boring answer, Scott. How about a computer?
Computer, I'm glad you said that. Number 4 on the list. You got it.
That's a boring answer, but I like toilet better, but I guess that's how it is.
Thank you. Computer shows up at number 4. What a better answer from the computer guy. All right, television number 1, automobile number 3, computer number 4, electricity number 5. Go ahead, caller.
Telephone.
Telephone, number 2 answer. You got it.
All right.
Thank you. All right, well, we might get to the second category today because we've knocked the first 5 out. TV, telephone, automobile, computer, and electricity. We've still got 4 answers left. Go ahead, caller.
About telephone.
A telephone, number 2 on the list. You got it. Telephone clocks in at number 2 on the list today. So we've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, and 4 more answers to go. 740-383-9944. Name something that you were glad was invented. Name something that you were glad that was invented. All right, let's take a look here. Go ahead, caller.
Microwave.
Microwave, number 6 on the list. You got it.
Awesome.
Thank you. Microwave, how could we ever live without the old microwave? Shows up at number 6 on the list today. So, We've got TV, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave. Three answers left to go. Name something that you were glad was invented. Name something that you were really glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. Something you were really glad that was invented. We've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, and microwave. Go ahead, caller.
The lady said microwave. How about refrigerator?
Refrigerator. Not on the list.
Keep my beer cold.
Yeah, well, not on this particular list, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I guess these people didn't like cold beer then. Okay, thank you.
No refrigerator on the list today. Name something you were happy that was invented. And here we go. Go ahead, caller. Go. Oh, we lost that caller. Give us a buzz back if that was you. 740-383-9944. Something you were glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
How about washer and dryer and a garage door opener?
Washer, dryer, garage door opener? You know, unfortunately, none on the list.
Oh, for crying. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
No washer, no dryer, no garage door opener. Name something you were glad that was invented. Three answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
This one's got to be there, Scott. Air conditioning.
Air conditioning is number 9 on the list. You got it.
Air conditioning and refrigerator are kind of similar, so one of them has to be there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Air conditioning shows up at number 9 on the list today. So now we're down to 2 answers. Name something you were glad that was invented. All right, here comes another call down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
What about a pressure cooker?
Pressure to make apple butter?
I guess you could.
No pressure cooker on the list, but
okay.
A good guess. Thank you. No pressure cooker on the list today. Name something you were glad that was invented. We have air conditioning, microwave, electricity, computer, automobile, telephone, television. What are the 2 answers that we're missing here? Name something that you were glad that was invented. And remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. 25 and a half minutes past the hour. Name something that you were glad that was invented. Of course, we all love microwaves and air conditioning. No doubt about that. All right, go ahead, caller.
Radio?
Well, of course, radio. I might add that. It's not on the list, but I might put it on there.
That's a wonderful addition.
It certainly is. Thank you. Radio did not make this particular list, unfortunately. 2 answers left. Name something you were glad that was invented. Something that you were glad that was invented. We've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, air conditioning. 2 answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cook stove?
Cook stove. No stove on the list. Stove does not make the list. Something you were glad that was invented. What are those final 2 mysterious answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about vacuum cleaner?
Vacuum cleaner. Apparently these weren't clean people. No vacuum cleaner.
Oh, my. Thanks.
No vacuum cleaner on the list today. Name something you were glad that was invented. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
I know toilet was said, but what about indoor plumbing?
Indoor plumbing. I think we're all glad for it, but unfortunately, it's not on the list.
All 30.
All right. No indoor plumbing on this particular list. Name something you were glad that was invented. That is the category. Something you were glad that was invented. 2 answers remain. Then we get into a real interesting subject. Go ahead, caller.
How about the internet?
The internet. No internet on the list, unfortunately. The internet does not make the list. Name something you were glad that was invented. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Another dumb answer, Scott, but how about just the internet? It was essentially invented. It was evolved, but I would think people are glad that there's the internet.
No internet on the list.
Okay, well, thank you.
Internet does not make this particular list. Name something you were glad that was invented 28 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Not sure anybody said this yet, Scott, but this is the best answer of all, radio. We're glad it's invented.
Yeah, we are, but no radio on the list, unfortunately.
Well, they didn't poll us, because that's what we would have said.
Number one answer, in my opinion.
Okay.
Thank you. No radio on the list. No radio, no internet. Name something that you were glad that was invented. 28 and a half minutes past the hour today. Go ahead, caller.
How about central heating?
Heating. No heating on the list.
Okay.
We love the air conditioning, but apparently heat does not follow suit. Central heating not on the list today. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Eyeglasses.
No eyeglasses on the list.
Okay.
Eyeglasses do not make the list. Name something you were glad that was invented. Two answers on the list. Go ahead, caller.
The gun.
The gun. The gun is not on the list. The gun did not make the list. Name something you are glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
The telephone?
The telephone, I think telephone was number two on the list.
Oh, okay.
We got it. Yeah, so far on the list, we've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, and air conditioning. There are two answers left. Something you were glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. We've got a minute break. Be back in exactly 60 seconds.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott Spears back with you here on Getaway Friday, February 19th, 2021. Go ahead, caller.
How about concrete or asphalt?
No concrete, no asphalt. Good guess, though. What we're looking for here is name something you were glad that was invented. Something you were glad that was invented. That's what we're looking for here today on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
How about an airplane?
Airplane, number seven on the list. You got it.
Very good. Thank you.
Airplane clocks in at number seven on the list. So now we're down to one answer. One answer left. What could it be? Something we're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
Indoor plumbing.
No indoor plumbing, but boy, we'd miss it if it was gone, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
Thank you. No indoor plumbing on the list. One answer left. Something you'd be glad that was invented. We've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, and air conditioning. What's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
It might be a little rated R, but how about condoms?
Well, I know there are a lot of kids who are glad those were invented, for sure. They do not make this list, though.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, We're all happy for those. 740-383-9944. Let's go ahead here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the wheel?
The wheel, you know, that would be a good, it's a great guess. It's not on the list, though.
All right.
Thank you. No wheel on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. One answer left on the list. What are you glad about? Go ahead, caller.
I love the last guy's answer, Scott.
I swear if Adam, Adam, oh man. Go ahead, caller.
How about clothing?
Clothing.
Did somebody say clothing already?
Nobody did. It's a good guess, but not on the list today.
Yeah, the guy that called before me, I think he's given the best answer.
Wrong answer, but maybe the best.
Okay, thank you.
All right, clothing does not make the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. We're missing one answer. What is that one answer? Something glad you were that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
What about sliced bread?
You know, we are happy for that. Because when I was over in Amish country last weekend, the bread was not sliced. But not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No sliced bread on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad about that was invented. 740-383-9944. We've got TV, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, and air conditioning. But one answer eludes us. Go ahead, caller.
Something you're glad about. How about the toaster?
Not the toaster. It's a good wedding gift, but the toaster is not on the list today. Name something you're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
The internet.
The internet. Good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you.
No internet on the list today. Name something you were glad that was invented. We got TV, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, air conditioning. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how about the typewriter? Being an older person, this led to all of the texting and typing going on phones.
You know, I love an old typewriter, but you're exactly right. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No typewriter on the list today. Name something you're happy or glad that it was invented, I guess I should say. Something you're glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. What do we got coming down the pike here? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, if air conditioning was there, how about heat or furnaces or heaters? Something to do with heating?
Nothing with heating on the list.
It must have been summer when they pulled these people.
Yeah, it must have been. They love that air conditioning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No heating at all on this particular list. Name something that you were glad that was invented. One answer on the list. Who's going to be the very bright person today to guess this final thing? Go ahead, caller.
How about a camera?
Oh, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. No camera on the list today. Name something you were glad that was invented. What could that be? Boy, oh boy. Go ahead, caller.
How about the toilet?
The toilet. No toilet on the list.
Oh, wow.
Toilet does not make the list today. The commode. You know, I've always liked the word commode better than toilet. Alrighty here, what do we got coming? Go ahead, caller.
How about a mixer?
A mixer. No mixer on the list. These must not be mashed potato makers. No mixers on the list. Something you are glad that was invented. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
How about a safety pin?
Safety pin. No safety pins on the list.
Okay.
Safety pin does not make this particular list. Name something you are glad that was invented. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
What about the hair dryer?
No hair dryer.
Okay.
Hair dryer does not make this particular list either. Name something you are glad that was invented. something you're glad that was invented. What is that final answer? Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Automatic coffee maker.
No automatic coffee maker. The coffee maker does not show up on the list today. I think Bob might be looking around the kitchen. Guessing items here. Name something you are glad that was invented. Name something you are glad that was invented. Okay. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about the alarm clock?
The alarm clock. The alarm clock is not on the list.
Thank you.
No alarm clock on the list. We hate the alarm clock, don't we? That's something we don't want. 740-383-9944. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
Indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. No indoor plumbing on the list. You know, people must be really thankful for things that have to do with the bathroom. People, apparently the greatest invention of all time must have been the modern bathroom. People didn't want to go out in those water closets or outhouses, as they called them. People didn't care for that. All right, what's the final answer? Name something that you were really glad that was invented. We've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, air conditioning. Go ahead, caller.
How about the cell phone?
Not the cell phone. That's a good guess. No cell phone on the list today. Cell phone does not make the list. Name something you were really glad that was invented. Something that we all love when it comes to the good old invention. Go ahead, caller.
How about a zipper?
A zipper. A good guess. Not on the list.
Okay.
No zipper on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Not the zipper. All righty, here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Disclaimer, Scott, you shouldn't put this in your hair, but how about glue?
Glue. Glue's a handy thing, but it does not make the list.
Remember, don't use it for hairspray. Just use it for stuff around the house.
Exactly. Thank you. Unless you're Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty, I think, used to put the glue in his hair. Or shellac or something. 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour. Name something you are glad that was invented. We've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, air conditioning. What's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
The newspaper.
Newspaper. Not on the list, unfortunately.
Okay.
Newspaper does not make the list. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad that was invented. 740-383-9944, coming up on 41 minutes past this particular hour. Boy, oh boy, what is this final answer? And I bet, well, I know, everybody uses this. Name something you are glad that was invented. Let's see, coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say bed? That's a good answer.
Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No bed on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Something you're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
About silverware.
Silverware. Not on the list, but a good guess. Silverware does not make the list. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad that was invented. 42 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pen or pencil?
A pen or a pencil. Neither one on the list, but good guesses. No pen, no pencil on the list today. Something you're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
What about running water or Velcro?
No running water or Velcro.
Oh, boy.
Running water and Velcro do not make the list today either. Name something you are glad that was invented. 42.5 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Something you are glad that was invented. All right, here we go. Another answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about the internet?
The internet, we have that one already. We don't have that one. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No, we have a computer on the list. Internet does not make the list. Name something you're glad that was invented. 43 minutes past the hour here. Let's see what's coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
I don't think I've heard this one yet, Scott. How about a door?
A door. No door on the list.
Okay.
Door does not make the list. Name something you are glad that was invented. No door on this particular list. What are you glad that was invented? The final answer that eludes us. Go ahead, caller.
Plastic.
Plastic. No plastic on the list. Plastic does not make the list. Name something you are glad that was invented. All right, maybe this is our final answer that we've been looking for here as we're 44 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Plastic.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a coffee maker?
A good guess, but not on the list today. No coffee maker on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. 44.5 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Toilet paper.
That's a good one, dude. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
No toilet paper on the list today. We're back in the bathroom again. We went from the kitchen to the bathroom. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
What about a mirror?
Not a mirror. That's a good one, though. Not a mirror. The mirror is not on the great invention list. Name something you are glad that was invented. 44 minutes past the hour. All right, we're going to break for a minute. Back in 60 seconds.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes. But you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
All right, we're back here 46 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, February the 19th, 2021. The category today, name something you are glad that was invented. We've got television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, and air conditioning. We're still waiting on one final answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Credit card.
Credit card, not on the list. Credit card does not make this particular list. 740-383-9944. Something we are glad that was invented. Something we are glad that was invented. 47 minutes past this particular hour. Is anybody going to get this final answer in the last 13 minutes of this particular program? Television, telephone, automobile, all these things have went. What's the last one? Go ahead, caller.
How about eyeglasses?
No eyeglasses. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Eyeglasses do not show up on the list today. Name something that you are glad that was invented. Something glad you're glad about that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
X-rays.
X-rays. No X-rays on the list. No X-rays on the list. Name something you are glad that was invented. And away we go. Go ahead, caller.
Can you give us a hint? Is it a household?
Yeah, this would be something in the household.
Hearing aids?
Not hearing aids, but a good guess. Hearing aids do not make the list today. But it is a household item. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something glad you're glad about that was invented. 740-383-9944, 48 minutes past the hour. What do we got coming down the pike here today? Go ahead, caller.
How about radio?
Not a radio. Good guess, though. Not the radio, which, of course, we are all partial to here. Name something you are glad that was invented. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
It's a boring answer, Scott, but it is a household item. A vacuum cleaner?
Not a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Vacuum cleaner does not make the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
Slow cooker.
Not the slow cooker. No slow cooker on the list today. Something you're glad that was invented. No slow cooker on the list. 740-383-9944. We're approaching that 10-minute mark. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said light bulb?
No light bulb, but Thomas Edison would be proud of you.
Okay.
Thank you. No light bulb on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
How about the recliner?
Not the recliner. No recliner on the list today. Well, we're going around the house now. Name something you were glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
How about the razor?
Not the razor, but we're all happy for that for a lot of reasons. No razor on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
This might be it, Scott. Soap.
No soap on the list today.
Good guess, though. You said people use it every day.
They do use that every day. You're right. Thank you. Oh, here's another clue on this. Now, here you go. It weighs less than 5 pounds. How about that? There's another clue for you. Household item, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Go ahead, caller.
The dishwasher.
The dishwasher might weigh more than 5 pounds. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, you're on the delay. You're on the delay. I know. Yeah, but no, okay. Good guess, though. Good guess.
All righty.
All right. Dishwasher, not on the list. But the two hints we have now, it's a household item, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. What is it? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about one of your can openers?
Oh, God. No, but gosh, I'm glad they were invented, but just invented better, we would hope. Thank you. No can openers on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Under 9 minutes left in this program now. Are we going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
Toaster or paper towels?
No toaster or paper towels. No toaster, no paper towels on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Weighs under 5 pounds and is a household item. Something you're glad about being invented as we approach 52 minutes past the hour. All righty. Go ahead.
How about garbage disposal?
No garbage disposal. Good guess, though. Garbage disposal does not show up on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad that was invented. A household item that weighs under 5 pounds. 52 and a half minutes past the hour. All right, TV, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, air conditioning. Those are the answers we have. Still missing one. Go ahead, caller.
How about a waffle maker?
No waffle maker today. Bob is back in the kitchen there. No waffle maker on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. Something you're glad that was invented. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you're glad that was invented. All right, 53 minutes past the hour. 7 minutes left in the program today. Are we going to get this answer? Holy mackerel. Something we're glad that was invented. Go ahead, caller.
How about the floor fan?
Not the floor fan. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
No floor fan today. Something you're glad that was invented. TV, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, and air conditioning's what we got. Still have one answer left. Go ahead, caller.
What about a hairbrush or a hairdryer?
No hairbrush, no hairdryer.
Okay.
Thank you. No hairbrush, no hairdryer on the list today. Name something you are glad that was invented. That's what we want to know. All right, go ahead, caller.
Toothpaste.
No toothpaste. Good guess, though. Toothpaste does not make the list today. Something you are glad that was invented. Not toothpaste. All righty, go ahead, caller.
How about the remote control?
You got it. The remote control. That is what we were missing. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it was the remote control. Things you were glad that was invented. Television, telephone, automobile, computer, electricity, microwave, airplane, remote control, and air conditioning. Those are your answers. All right, you know what? We've got 5 minutes, and I think we might be able to get this category in 5 minutes. Okay, get ready. Here you go. If you could bring someone famous back from the grave, who would it be? Six answers. If you could bring someone back famous from the grave, who would it be? A famous person back from the grave. 5 minutes and six answers. Should be able to do this pretty easy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you could bring someone famous back from the grave, who would it be? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Elvis.
Elvis, absolutely number one on the list. You got it. Elvis Presley, number one on the list. If you could bring somebody famous back from the grave, who would it be? We've got five answers left here. Someone famous back from the grave. Go ahead, caller.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Does not make the list.
Okay.
No Abraham Lincoln on the list. If you could bring somebody famous back from the grave, who would you be bringing back? Somebody famous back from the grave. Elvis Presley, number one. Five answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left to go and five answers. Somebody famous back from the grave. If you could bring somebody famous back from the grave, who would it be? Go ahead, caller.
JFK.
JFK is number two on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
John Kennedy shows up at number two on the list. If you could bring somebody famous back from the grave, who would it be? Elvis Presley, one. John Kennedy, number two. We've got four answers left. Who would they be? Go ahead, caller.
I'll give the sentimental answer, Scott, which won't be there. Then I'll give the real answer. Charlie Evers, of course, that won't be there. But
right.
That's, of course, that's the answer you and I would give. How about Jesus Christ?
Jesus is number three on the list.
That's got to be there. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Jesus shows up at number three on the list. I guess Elvis and John Kennedy take precedent on this list. All right, yes, Elvis Presley, John Kennedy, and Jesus. Who are the final three answers? If you could bring somebody famous back from the grave, who would it be? 740-383-9944. 3 minutes left and three answers left. We've knocked three out. Elvis Presley, John Kennedy, and of course Jesus, he would be on the list. If you could bring somebody famous back from the grave, who would it be? Three answers left to go. 740-383-9944. Who are those remaining three people? If we could bring them back, who would they be? All right, maybe this is a guess. Go ahead, caller.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Shakespeare is not on the list, oddly enough. Thank you. No Shakespeare on the list today. Somebody famous you could bring back from the grave. Who would it be? Three answers remain. Three answers, about 2.5 minutes. Let's see if we get them. Go ahead, caller.
What about Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King, not on the list. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No Martin Luther King on the list. Three answers left and 2 minutes left to go. A famous person you could bring back from the grave. Now, the first three were Elvis Presley, John Kennedy, and Jesus. What are the final three? 740-383-9944. A famous person you would bring back from the grave. 740-383-9944. Who are those remaining three people? And if you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Don't forget, we got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker next hour, 11:15 to 12, and Exchange Club today with Abby and Michelle from 12 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
How about Michelangelo?
Michelangelo, not on the list. No, Michael. Those poor Shakespeare and Michelangelo did not make our list. Who? No, Abe Lincoln. That's a good guess, too. Abe Lincoln, not on the list today. Who? No, Woody Hayes. That's a good guess, too. Go ahead, caller.
How about Princess Di?
No Princess Di on the list today.
Okay.
Princess Diana doesn't hit the list. Three people left on the list. Are we going to get it here in about a minute? Who's that? Muhammad. No Muhammad. Boy, who are these three famous people? Maybe I give you their careers. Go ahead, caller.
Princess Di.
No Princess Di. Another one for Princess Di. No Princess Di on the list. Two were entertainers, and one was a scientist. Not John Wayne. Two entertainers and one scientist. Who are these people we would want to bring back from the grave? Go ahead, caller.
What about Julius Caesar?
No Julius Caesar on the list.
Okay, what about Jim Morrison?
No Jim Morrison on the list.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy. These are common names. Let's see. Einstein, that is one. Albert Einstein, number four on the list. That's our scientist. Who are our two performers? Go ahead, caller.
I got Michael Jackson.
No Michael Jackson.
Okay.
No Bob Hope? No John Wayne. No John Wayne, no Bob Hope. The two entertainers left on the list, if we could bring them back. No Jimi Hendrix. Ooh, that's a good one. Go ahead, caller.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein, yes, Albert Einstein's number four. Two entertainers left on the list. Who are, oh boy, Lawrence Welk. That's a throwback one. And his bubbles. They could all come back. All right, here, caller, go ahead.
Prince?
Not Prince, good guess, though. We're in the right neighborhood as far, okay, here it is. One's a musician, one's an actor. Or, yeah, we'll say actor. From the movies, let's put it that way. One music person and one from the movies. And we'll hang this over by 1 minute. Famous person you would want to see come back. Now, the four we got are Elvis Presley, John Kennedy, Jesus, and Albert Einstein. Who are the remaining two? A musician and an actor. Somebody from the movie field. Go ahead, caller.
Frank Sinatra.
Not Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra does not make the list. A music person and an movie person. Music and movie. That's what we got here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, you got it. One answer left. That's our movie person. Who's our music person that we don't have yet? One person you'd want to bring back from the grave. Famous person bringing back from the grave. Marilyn Monroe. Go ahead, caller.
Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson. Nope. Not Michael Jackson. Who's the famous music person we want to bring back from the grave? We've got Elvis Presley, John Kennedy, Jesus, Albert Einstein, Marilyn Monroe. Who's the final answer? Let's hope this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Janis Joplin.
Not Janis Joplin. Good guess. No Janis Joplin on the list. Oh, what? Not Dean Martin. Dean Martin's a good one, too. Gosh, There's one hint I could give, but it'd give it away easy. Easy it would give it away. Go ahead, caller.
Bing Crosby.
Not Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby does not make the list. Good guess. No Johnny Cash. That's another great musician who's left us. Who is this musician who we'd like to see brought back from the grave, if possible? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Hank Williams.
Not Hank Williams. Nope.
Okay.
No Hank Williams. Well, we got a country crowd out here today, which is good. What is that musician's name who we'd like brought back from the grave? Not Liberace. Well, but some people maybe would like to see. Good piano player. Good. Go ahead, caller.
Buddy Holly?
Not Buddy Holly. Boy, we're getting some really good answers. And I can't believe this one, not Richie Valens. And this is a big name, big, big name in the music industry. Who, what person would we want to bring back from the music industry who's no longer with us? That's what we're looking for. Superstar in the music industry, no doubt about it. All right, who do we got here? Is this going to be the person with the right answer? Go ahead, caller.
Whitney Houston.
Not Whitney Houston. Not Jim Morrison.
No.
Not Jim Morrison, not Whitney Houston. Who is this music legend who has left us, departed us, who we would like to see return? Who is it? What's the name? 740-383-9944. All right, okay, go ahead, caller.
Tom Petty?
Not Tom Petty. Is Tom Petty dead?
Yes.
Is he? Okay, well, see, I got to check those things out, too. We're looking for a well-known musician who has since departed, who we would like to see brought back. That's our final answer. You know what? I'm going to take two more calls, and then I'll just have to tell you. I hope one of the two calls is right. Who? Not Kurt Cobain. No. Here's one of the calls, one of the guesses. Will this be it? Go ahead, caller.
John Lennon.
John Lennon. You got it. From the Beatles.
Woo!
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you. John Lennon was our missing person, absolutely. So, famous person you could bring back, Elvis Presley, John Kennedy, Jesus, Albert Einstein, Marilyn Monroe, and John Lennon. Those are the names. Stay tuned, Pastor Spot, in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above the WWG News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at Scott.